The YMCA is welcoming new members to come and enjoy the many choices the YMCA has to offer. The YMCA has a variety of fitness activities, including swimming, aqua aerobics, cardio, weights, group power classes, and booty yoga. There's over 100 classes to choose from. The YMCA is so much more than a gym. The Y is a community. Join the YMCA. 246-YMCA or go online to sfymca.org.
Every Monday from 6 to 8 p.m. join us at Radio Wasteland, your local guide to the unexplained and the unknown. Each week we cover all things unexplained, from the moving stars in the sky to the things that go bump in the night. Visit us as we explore these topics and more as our in-studio team digs deeper with featured guests and listener call-ins. Mondays are rough, but now your overworked brain has a chance for some sweet relief with Radio Wasteland.
Radio Wasteland, Mondays at 6 on KCNR.
From the Abraham Lincoln Radio Studio at the George Washington Broadcast Center. Jack Armstrong and Joe Getty. The Armstrong and Getty Show.
Thing number one you need to know about today, if you're interested in politics at all, is that old man Joe Biden is having just his second full press conference? Anyway, the number is very, very low. It's a fraction of the number of press conferences is that all modern presidents have had. But he's having one, and unfortunately, it's after we're done with our show. It's at 4 o'clock Eastern, 1 o'clock Pacific.
Yeah, we'll bring you all the high and low lights tomorrow, obviously, with our brilliant analysis.
We will. I would guess he's going to do pretty good, because we remember when the debates with Trump, if he has plenty of time to prepare, and I would guess that Trump was right with his joke that either they give him a shot in the ass or a pill or something.
They give him a big, fat shot in the ass. And
oh, yeah, we've talked to people who are involved in elder care. I can't remember the name of the drug, but, yeah, they will ramp it up and give him a big old dose of it. That's not, you can't do that all the time, but they'll make sure he's cogent today.
Yeah, and he'll
and
stumble
for national
through
security purposes, I hope he is semi-cogent.
Yeah, he'll stumble through the thing adequately. They will be very careful with who they call on and know what the questions are going to be ahead of time, and it'll probably go all right.
Oh, my gosh, that's right. That's right. It's already known that he calls on people from a list in a specific order. I'm sure in order to be vetted and approved, and I'll bet the journalists have agreed with this, maybe some of them grudgingly, but I'll bet they've agreed that they will submit their questions in advance, at
Bingo.
Least to some extent.
Bingo.
Or Biden's handlers know they can be trusted not to go too harsh or too deep, and then his answers are scripted. It will be a scripted press conference to a large extent.
No, nope. We'll see how it goes. It's in the afternoon. I'm not participating in the government handout of masks and tests. I'm just not. It's a very minor, very weak protest. But I'm just not doing it.
I am ordering them for the purpose of reselling them at a profit.
Well, and you paid for them.
Right.
I don't know what anybody's going to do with COVID tests here in a couple of weeks. As we've been saying, and as all indications are around the world, the whole Omicron thing lasts about 2 weeks and then it's gone. And then I think this thing is going to be over. Of course, I thought it was going to be over a year ago. We could get another variant, but to give you an example of that, the UK government is lifting almost all COVID-19 restrictions in England. Almost all restrictions are lifted now because the Omicron hit them is over. They're scrapping all requirements for masks in public places and schools, doing away with advice to work from home. All that's gone in England as of today.
Wow.
We are going to be doing that in the United States here in about a week and a half, 2 weeks. And that's exactly when all the masks and tests are going to hit that you paid billions and billions and billions of dollars for.
No, I think the Trump-hating COVID cultists are too strong. I don't think it'll happen that quickly. There's too much invested in it. If you can keep people afraid, there's enormous profit in that. And I just don't think they're going to give it up that quickly. They're praying for one more wave. One or two more. Come on!
Weird.
We can get the Supreme Court packed. We can, I don't know, impeach all the Republican governors. We can do something. We just, surely we can get a couple of more things out of this COVID thing if we just stretch it a bit longer. We'll have to see.
One more note, speaking of England, is Boris Johnson's in some trouble because a video came out of him partying at the height of the shutdowns. And England shut down hard there for a while.
Mm-hmm.
At the height of the shutdown, he was at a party, maskless, doing his thing. And I read a profile on Boris Johnson the other day. I was completely unaware of this. It's amazing how little attention most of us pay to other world leaders. Like, I barely know what he's about. He is a man of privilege. He's tied in with the very, very top of the rich and powerful. And that whole tousled hair thing, which has worked for him really well, is a giant kind of subconscious nod to, I'm just a regular guy. I'm just kind of, you know, bouncing my way through life. I'm just a normal dude like you. I'm just a working guy. Look at my hair. It's just a complete phony act to cover up the fact that he is a child of privilege, man of privilege, always has been, and tied in at the very highest levels. But he's pulled off the whole, I'm kind of a man of the working people. Maybe to some extent like Trump did, you know? Trump rich his entire life and was able to pull off the, you know, I'm one of you. Flying around in a private jet and riding in a limo and all that sort of stuff. Boris Johnson did it with a haircut.
Hmm.
Trump did it in different ways.
Yeah,
I find that interesting.
He's losing his hair now, though, Bojo is. I noticed that the other day watching the news. He's looking less and less like a young, tussle-haired partier and more like a guy who wandered too close to Chernobyl. It's just,
wow!
Not good. Not a good look.
Wow.
Do we have Bojo? He's in trouble for what? His partying or something?
Categorically, that nobody told me and nobody said that this was something that was against the rules, it was a breach of the COVID rules, or we were doing something that wasn't a work event, because, frankly, I don't think, I can't imagine why on earth it would have gone ahead, or why it would have been allowed to go ahead.
No, because it was undercover, right? Do you have the one where the journalist kind of confronts him, Michael? Yeah, hit that.
The idea that you walked into the garden, there's 40 people there, the tables are laid out with food and drink, and there's alcohol being served in the middle of a lockdown, and you think that's a work event. That is just ludicrous, isn't it? You are just taking the mickey out of the British people by suggesting that. You know how silly that sounds, don't you?
How dare he take the mickey out of the British people? I'm not familiar with that Britishism. It's charming.
I have no idea what that means.
Charming. I had the mickey in me like 2 minutes ago. Now it's out of me. Whatever.
That has been a universal around the world, right? Leaders that make us stay home and wear masks, but they feel like they get to do what they want. Did we learn something from all this, people, that we can take forward into life?
Probably
these,
not.
These people are phonies and feel like the rules don't apply to them?
We had an early dinner.
Oh, you can't be cynical enough, man. You got to work on it like 6 hours a day, being cynical enough. So a couple of interesting poll results out I thought I'd share with you very, very briefly. This is COVID-related, then we'll move on to other things. Let's see, New Heartland Institute, they do really good work. I like that organization. And Rasmussen Reports, national online, blah, 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 and poll, blah, 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 blah. 48% of voters favor the octogenarian president's plan to impose a COVID-19 vaccine mandate on the employees of large companies and government agencies, which the Supreme Court has already spanked and sent running home.
What percent approve of it?
48%.
So it's roughly a 50-50.
33 who strongly favor the mandate.
So it's a 50-50 issue. Interesting. Which, you know, is the way our politics works. It's about how many people voted for Joe Biden. So
interesting.
You're going with
what
he wants.
Yeah, almost precisely the same number are opposed to the vaccine mandate, 48%, and 40% strongly oppose the mandate. So the opposition is arguably a little more powerful than the support of it. Voters similarly divided over the federal government's top COVID-19 expert, Dr. Anthony Fauci, F-A-U-X-I. Oh, 45% view the old bastard favorably, 45%.
Is that the way they ask the question? Because I think there's bias in there.
Including 28% who have a very favorable impression of him.
What do you think of the old bastard Fauci?
48%.
Fauci!
Hail Fauci!
48% have an unfavorable impression of the China-loving gain-of-function research funding liar, including 34% who have a very unfavorable view of him. Not surprisingly, the even split is the result of deep partisan divisions. 78% of Democratic voters support the vaccine mandate plan. 78% of Democrats, 22% of Republicans.
Well, some of that would just be the conflict of vision stuff. It's just you either think the government should make all the rules, you get to do what the government tells you to do, as opposed to, no, I get to do whatever I want unless there's a really good reason to stop me. Those are two completely different ways of looking at the world.
Indeed, yeah. How about the real Batman, Dr. Fauci? 75% of likely Democratic voters have a favorable opinion. 75%, it's 21% of Republicans.
So tribal.
58% of voters would oppose a proposal for federal or state governments to fine Americans who choose not to get the vaccine. But 55% of Democratic voters support such a proposal. 55% are for fines if you don't get the jab.
Which is interesting because prior to the pandemic, it was, you know, Marin County liberals, that kind of person around America. That's a San Francisco Bay Area county full of very, very wealthy, very, very progressive people. That crowd was the crowd that was anti-vax.
Right.
That was the old joke that if you're within however many miles of a Whole Foods, that's where you find the anti-vax crowd that believes autism is being caused by all these vaccinations. That was the lefty crowd. But when Trump got involved in vaccinations for this, everything flipped.
Well, yeah, but yeah, in a way, when Trump announced Operation Warp Speed, all those people said, I'm not taking any damn Trump vaccine. Then as soon as Biden got in office, they're for fining you for not taking it.
So, I would say, come on. I hope that I'm not like that. I try really hard not to be that way. That I'm led by the overarching who's behind this or who's not, as opposed to just on an individual issue basis.
Now, according to this poll, just under 60% of Democratic voters would favor a government policy requiring that citizens remain confined in their homes at all times, except for emergencies, if they refuse to get the COVID-19 vaccine. 59% house arrest. Except for emergencies. Oh, come on.
That can't be.
Come on. Yeah, it's 60% of Democrats. It's approved by 61% of all voters, including 79% of Republicans.
I can picture a bunch of people I know, though, in the area that I live in, which is highly shut down compared to most of the country. I can picture a bunch of people I know who they might not say that out loud in a crowd, but I guarantee you they'd vote for that in private. You didn't get the vaccination, you're not allowed to come out of your house.
48% of Democratic voters think federal and state governments should be able to fine or imprison individuals who publicly question the efficacy of the existing COVID-19 vaccines on social media, television, radio, or in online or digital publications.
Aren't you a good liberal? You want to fine or jail people who question authority?
Wow, beautifully said, sir. Beautifully said. Only 27% of all voters approve that because 14% of Republicans think it's a good idea, and I would like to slap you. 18% of unaffiliated voters support it, which would certainly imply that 82% of independents hate the idea. But 48% of Democrats are in favor of it.
Well, I'd like to give my side some credit, but I have a feeling that if Trump had won the election, you know, that 80,000 votes goes the other direction, a lot of this stuff would just be flipped.
Some of it, to some extent, would be that is true. Impossible to know how much, but you got to keep it in mind.
So China is murdering hamsters all across the country.
That's troubling.
Put that on the list of horrible things China does.
Hamsters or other beasts on the small furry animal continuum being spared? Gerbils, I speak of, guinea pigs.
A gerbil.
Right now they're on a hamster kick, but pales in comparison with what they're doing to the Uyghurs, which is a particular group of Muslims that they have launched a genocide on. A big-time businessman in America made a comment about that got a fair amount of attention. We can play that for you if you haven't heard it. That's coming up.
Armstrong and Getty.
Are you putting your retirement savings in a 401k or IRA? Then I have one word of advice. Stop. Experts agree the 401k has been a dismal failure, and even the man who invented it now says it's a monster that should be destroyed. 401ks and IRAs have major dangers, including fees that gobble up 50% of your retirement savings over time. The government controls your money and changes the rules anytime they want, and it gets worse. History confirms we're past due for a major market crash that could wipe out 50% of your savings again. Now, a free report from Bank on Yourself reveals where the inventor of the 401k puts his money. You're 100% protected from crashes. There are no fee surprises. And you control your money, not the government. Plus, your withdrawals are tax-free, which protects your savings from being devoured by taxes that can only get more monstrous. So get your report now at FreeReportFast.com. That's FreeReportFast.com. FreeReportFast.com.
And now, an important message from Exergen. A critical new FDA study proves that the widely used non-contact thermometers are not accurate and have high probabilities for false negative readings. On top of that, they have inaccurate information on their labels regarding accuracy. New COVID strains are on the rise, and non-contact manufacturers are being irresponsible at a time when accuracy matters most. Accurate temperature measurements are essential. Don't wait. Switch to Exergen, because they are accurate and backed by over 100 clinical studies. Be sure, be accurate with Exergen. Learn more at Exergen.com.
Getting your guaranteed maximum refund with TaxSlayer feels like discovering a refund tree has grown in your backyard.
I'm the refund tree.
Sawing off its branches.
Hey, hey.
Feeding them through a wood chipper.
My branches! My beautiful branches!
And dancing in its refund rain. Start for free and get your guaranteed maximum refund. TaxSlayer. File fearlessly.
KCNR 96.5 FM, AM 1460, and online at kcnr1460.com. Join Sue McClain weekday mornings from 6 to 7 for the Sue McClain News Hour, where you'll hear the up-to-the-minute local news, national and international news, weather, sports, and a whole lot more. Followed by Free Fire Radio from 7 a.m. to 9 a.m. with Carl and Linda Bach. From 9 to noon, be informed and laugh along with Armstrong and Getty, equal opportunity critics. From noon to 3, learn how to get out of debt with Dave Ramsey. From 3 to 6, don't miss constitutional expert Mark Levin. Monday through Thursday night, starting at 6 p.m., we have local shows featuring everything from the paranormal, local history, North State Now, and unsung heroes of our area. From 7 to 9, tune in to Ben Shapiro, your local downtown radio station, KCNR 96.5 FM, AM 1460, and online at kcnr1460.com.
Hi, this is Senior Chief Rob Burrows with the Northern California Veterans Museum and Heritage Center, and I am your host every Saturday morning from 9 to 11 with Battlefield Expressions. Battlefield Expressions is where we talk about veterans issues, advocacy for our community, and those in our community who help support our veterans. Once again, join me every Saturday morning from 9 to 11, Battlefield Expressions on KCNR 96.5 and 1460 AM.
When it comes to best breakfast, you know Black Bear Diner is the place to be. But have you considered feeding your dinner bear there? Nothing says comfort like slow-cooked pot roast, house-made meatloaf, or a tender, breaded chicken fried steak. These dinners will take you back to the best home cooking comfort you know. Served daily at Black Bear Diner at 2605 Hilltop Drive.
Black Bear Diner.
A Moment in History by KCNR and historian Dottie Smith. The Delta Toll Road was a 28-mile-long toll road that began at Delta in the Sacramento River Canyon and ended at Trinity Center in Trinity County. It is one of the last toll roads in California. It was built in 1902 by the Northern Trinity Toll Road Company to connect with the railroad at Delta. The part of the Trinity County road section is under Trinity Lake. It was an important commercial route for many years and the last Shasta County toll road to go out of business in 1926. Purchased in Shasta and Trinity counties in 1928, who incorporated it into the county road system. Remains of the toll house exist near the top of the Trinity Divide beside the road. Portions of the road are still drivable, however, you might not get through in the winter. Want more Dottie? Go to the Shasta County Historical Society.
Armstrong and Getty Show.
As hard as it is to sympathize with Djokovic, it is a little disturbing that the Australian government allowed him in, then deported him just because they changed their minds. I mean, if a government can arbitrarily deport an athlete, what's to stop them from deporting a whole team? And how can we get it to be the New York Jets?
I don't get the hullabaloo around the tennis player. I'm shocked that he's willing to miss out on his chance to be the best, the GOAT, the best tennis player of all time, because he's not going to play in the Australian Open because he doesn't want to get vaccinated, and it looks like he's not going to get to play in the French Open. And that's a big deal. I mean, for him.
It's a huge story in tennis. I'm not that big in tennis, but he's the defending champ. It's like if, you know, I'm a huge golf fan. It's like if the Masters defending champ said, I'm not playing in that damn tournament.
Well,
Georgia kicked him out.
Well, and you got to take it further. You got to be Tiger Woods was going to break Jack Nicklaus's all-time record for majors too.
Sure, yeah,
and become the greatest of all time. Tom Brady was going to, you know, finally surpass Joe Montana. Nah, I'm not going to get the vax, so I won't play. I can't believe he's that committed to it, but apparently he is.
Yeah, yeah. So believe it or not, I have something positive and life-affirming in just a moment. First, something negative and angering. Did you know that a Republican candidate for the U.S. House had a rally the other day, and a Antifa uniform spouting, he had the black stuff and the rest of it, domestic terrorist attempted to bomb the rally where the guy was the keynote speaker. Garrett Smith, 22, known Antifa enthusiast, was arrested for allegedly carrying an active pipe bomb and other explosives while attempting to enter the rally. God knows what sort of horror he was intent on perpetrating. And he was arrested in Florida, but this story did not make the national news in any significant way. You know, I can hit you with the obvious. Can you imagine some Michigan militia, white supremacist, conservative guy showed up at an AOC rally with bombs? The nation would come to a halt. This yep. didn't even get picked up by most That's, national news.
That is quite amazing.
I know. All you can do is just, okay, all right. All you can do is move on. I don't want to leave you on an angry note. I want to quote to you some stuff that Virginia Lieutenant Governor Winsome Sears said as she was sworn in. This is a black woman and an immigrant being sworn in as the second most powerful person in Virginia, certainly up at the very, very top. A black immigrant woman being sworn in at the seat of the Confederacy. What an incredible moment in American history. And she stood up and she said, I think I'm a visible success story that says to people, you can do it. You will do it. No matter your gender, no matter your color, even no matter where you were born. Because here I am. This is not my country, not my culture. I came from Jamaica, and here I have made it. It is now my country. Are you going to look at the glasses half full or half empty? Because it's half empty, that's a negative view of life. Too many of our political leaders say you're always going to be a victim, and the other people are oppressors, and so you need us. Don't listen to them. Nice job, Winsome. Congratulations.
Armstrong and Getty.
Paid for by government.com.
Have you heard? The United States Mint Branch in Denver has struck the Morgan Silver Dollar for the first time in 100 years. You can own a new Morgan Silver Dollar with the original iconic design, like the coins used in commerce during the Wild West. Coin experts are calling this an amazing opportunity for anyone that knows the enduring popularity of Morgans. But you must hurry. Only 175,000 legal tender silver dollars were issued by the Denver Mint in 99.9% pure silver. These Morgan Silver Dollars are brand new, bright and shiny legal tender coins featuring the iconic D mint mark. Just call 1-800-932-4635 and you are guaranteed an uncirculated mint condition Morgan Silver Dollar with the D mint mark. But with limited quantities, you must call now. To learn more, call 1-800-932-4635. If you order now, you'll receive a free collector bonus, a $25 value, free with every order. Call 1-800-932-4635 now to secure your Denver minted Morgan Silver Dollars before they are gone. That's 1-800-932-4635.
You're listening to KCNR 96.5 FM at 1460 AM, your talk radio. Online at KCNR1460.com.
Hi.
Hi, this is Dr. Patricia Bay, and my radio show, Therapy in a Nutshell, which airs on Saturdays at 11 a.m. on KCNR, 1460 a.m., or 96.5 FM, is a great show for you to listen to and learn how to effectively change your life. We talk about issues such as communication and trust, couples issues, and many more. Also, you can listen to the radio show on my podcast through the Anchor app, which is free and safe, or you can tune into the iTunes or Spotify podcast and listen to it there. It's a nice show that'll help you throughout the day and throughout your life. So join me for Therapy in a Nutshell, Saturdays, 11 a.m. at KCNR Radio. This is Dr. Patricia Bay, trying to heal the world 1 hour at a time. You get me every time.
This is Carl Bott. Join Linda and me Monday through Friday from 7 to 9 a.m. for Free Fire Radio right here on KCNR 96.5 FM and 1460 AM, your talk radio. We're going to discuss what's happening in our city, county, state, and nation. Join in. Miss a day, miss a lot. Free Fire Radio, Monday through Friday, 7 to 9 a.m.
What is happening in the state of Jefferson? To find out, listen to the Jefferson State of Mind program Sunday mornings at 9 a.m. on KCNR with your hosts Wynn Carpenter and Terry Raposa. To catch up on past broadcasts or to listen anytime, go to KCNR1460.com and click on the archives link.
ACA, come out and play. Have you seen the bill we all have to pay? The time has come for 51 in a Jefferson State of Mind.
A jewel of the North State, a place we love to go and love being members.
The view, the best in the North State, from the restaurants, meeting rooms, and of course on the award-winning 18-hole golf course, Riverview Golf and Country Club. It's the place to belong.
Go in and meet the friendly staff today or go to their website at riverviewgolf.net and find out about their introductory memberships.
Riverview Golf and Country Club, corporate, social, tennis, fitness, and golf. Get it all. Become a member.
It's affordable and fun. Riverview Golf and Country Club.
This is the Cigar of the Month from Tobacco and Brew, brought to you by Liga Privada. The Underground Sun Grown is the perfect balance of Nicaraguan long filler tobacco. Draped in a lovely Connecticut sun grown wrapper, this stick received a 92 rating. With hints of spice, wood, and espresso, this robust cigar ends on notes of cinnamon. Come down to the best cigar shop around, Tobacco and Brew, Redding, California.
Join Aaron Ryan and Bill Cundiff for We the People Radio every Sunday from noon until 2. Our expert guests will give you the whole story rather than a bunch of sound bites. Our commercial-free archives are always available at wethepeopleradio.us.
Sponsored in part by Pape Machinery, located at 3119 Twinview Boulevard, for all your local John Deere Ag and Turf products. Join us every Sunday from noon until 2, wethepeopleradio.us.
What shall we do about them?
Pro Rehab Physical Therapy and Sports Performance is now open at 3673 Eureka Way. Physical therapists Kevin Elo and Rachel Lang have a combined 29 years of experience in helping those who've suffered orthopedic injuries, strains, and sprains. Kevin has worked with the USA Gymnastics team, NFL Combine, and professional BMX riders. He's also helped members of Cirque du Soleil get back into action. Rachel works closely with seniors and is also a group fitness instructor and adept at returning people to an active lifestyle. Both Kevin and Rachel at Pro Rehab Physical Therapy and Sports Performance are accepting new clients. Give them a call today, 530-533-5030. If you are in need of physical therapy, talk to the experts at Pro Rehab Physical Therapy and Sports Performance at 3673 Eureka Way. Call 530-533-5030. That's 530-533-5030 today.
Hi, this is Matt with Liberty Unabashed. It's time to embrace American values. Our society is based on the freedom, not begging the government for permission. It's time to wake up, my brothers and sisters. Come check out my show every other Sunday, 8 to 9, Liberty Unabashed.
Armstrong and Getty Show.
So China's murdering hamsters, and that fits in with the story we're going to talk about here. This is getting some traction. I don't know. Do you have to be an NBA fan for it? I don't know. I don't know how big a story this is or how significant it is, but we'll figure it out.
Do you want to share with folks who Chamath Palihapitiya is?
Yeah, he's a guy I've been hearing on a podcast for quite some time, actually.
I know I've quoted him a number of times on the show as being extremely sensible, straightforward, and smart.
Well, one of the reasons he got on our radar is he flirted with the idea of running for governor of California at one point and then ended up not. He's a big-time successful, super-rich businessman.
Tech investor-type guy, right?
He's a part owner of the Golden State Warriors, which factors into the story of the basketball team. He's a Democrat. I mean, he's a full-on Democrat. He donated $250,000 to the Biden campaign and all that sort of stuff, but he's a business-savvy Democrat that has said a lot of things that I liked, we liked. I certainly don't agree with all of his positions, but he's a lot closer to where I would like a Democrat to be than the woke crowd.
Yeah, I would agree with that. One of the reasons this affected me a little bit is that the Golden State Warriors, I mean, I used to be something of an NBA fan, and they're so much fun to watch, and you know, my team of choice, back when I was rooting for the NBA, the Sacramento Kings was just horrible, unwatchable. And the Warriors are just so exciting, so I watch them a fair amount. But Steve Kerr, their coach, and several of their players are wildly left and just obnoxiously, self-righteously, yet not very knowledgeably angry lefties.
Well,
and it just got to be too much.
How would you know unless they felt like they needed to weigh in on every political story in their post-game news conferences?
Right, well, and they absolutely did. And then you have the next step to, you know, why this has any significance whatsoever is that the NBA, famously full of people who bitterly criticize the United States, including the greatest star in the game, probably LeBron James, and yet they are in bed with the greatest, most evil dictatorship on earth that is bent on enslaving the human population. So that's
China.
A little annoying. That's right, sir. That is China I was referring to. So, Chamath Palihapitiya was on a podcast.
Congratulations. Congratulations. I wouldn't come within 100 miles of attempting to even say his name.
I was practicing till midnight last night.
Gotcha.
He was doing a podcast, and the guy who was, whose podcast was that? Do you remember? Doesn't really matter. They were talking about China and the NBA and that sort of thing, and Chamath said the following. 82, please.
Yeah, nobody cares about what's happening to the Uyghurs, okay? You bring it up because you really
what?
Care, and I think
what
that's nice that you
cares?
Care. The rest of us don't care. I'm just
well,
telling you a
care?
Very hard...
Wait,
I'm
you're
telling
saying
you very,
personally don't care?
I'm telling you a very hard, ugly truth, okay? Of all the things that I care about, yes, it is below my line, okay? Of all the things that I care about, it is below my line.
I appreciate his candor.
Well, here's what I think happened as a guy who talks for a living. I think he had a point to make, and when you're trying to make a point, you often have to, you don't have to, but you often overstate it to try to make your point. And I think that's what he was doing. I think the correct, you know, I could be wrong, but my guess would be he cares, just because I've been listening to him on his podcast for a long time. What he's saying is nobody cares, and I think he's right. Most people don't care. And by nobody, he means most people. Most people don't care. If people cared, we'd be doing something. If we cared, Tesla wouldn't be setting up a plant there in Xinjiang or whatever that's called. Apple might not be there. The NBA wouldn't be going over there. All our movies wouldn't be bending over backwards. I don't think most people care.
Now,
I wish they did, but I don't think they do.
My only quibble is that he said specifically and a couple of times that he didn't care. On the other hand, if we were to get obsessed with condemning Chamath for his attitude and feel all righteous about it and let the giganto corporation you mentioned go ahead and do what they're doing, well, that would be some good puritanical stone casting, wouldn't
right.
it? That which is the American pastime. It ain't baseball. It ain't football. It's self-righteous rock chucking.
You're right. That'd be one of those things where almost everybody listening who's got a 401k or any investments is invested in a company that is helping China.
Which and means the Chinese military and its plans of world domination.
And when but when that guy says nobody cares or I don't care, you get outraged. You're invested in things that help this, and the guy who runs your company that you're invested in doesn't care, but hasn't said it out loud.
Or that's doesn't care enough.
So now the rule is you can't say it out loud.
Yes.
You can put money in a place that is going to benefit the Chinese Communist Party that's doing that, as long as the CEO doesn't say it out loud.
Yes, I would agree. I don't appreciate him saying, I don't care.
No, I don't either. I think that was a mistake. And I doubt that he believes that, but I could be wrong.
But the bottom line is essentially what we've been saying. So I wish he hadn't said it. He did say some other stuff about China, though, that made me question his awesome intelligence, apparently, 81.
Again, I'm not even sure that China is a dictatorship the way that you want to call it that. Again, I think
communist country that's in the name.
Look, you have to understand, Jason, there are a set of checks and balances here on China that, you know, at the end of the day, I don't think that I have the moral absolutism to judge China.
See, that's crazy talk. That is the talk of a guy with a lot of money invested in a lot of things who doesn't want to get on the wrong side of China or is trying to assuage his conscience over the fact that he's involved in China. The great decoupling that is going to happen is going to be slow and ugly, and people are going to do it at the point of they're only going to do it at the point of public outrage. Because for the dollars, apparently people are willing to convince themselves that there's checks and balances. I don't see the moral outrage. You don't? Would you like me to show you a couple books or newspaper articles?
Yeah, well, you know, there's nothing wrong with naivete. We all have it on various subjects at various points in our lives.
He's not that.
Well, yeah, I was just going to say, if you don't understand the true nature of the Chinese regime, you're either a liar or naive. And as a guy, and look, Chamath, I admire you in a lot of ways. I'm always interested in what you think. Even if I vehemently disagree with you, you always put it so well, it's worth considering. But you are either a liar or a moron. I come at this as a student of governments and the history of governments. I mean, to cite the every freaking moron in the world can relate to it. Michael, get the ding ready. Hitler's Nazi Germany had quote-unquote checks and balances. Stalinist Russia had checks and balances in the way that every regime has power dynamics, and the guy at the top has to pay attention to them and manage them successfully. That's why dictating is stressful work. Kim Jong-un has checks and balances by your definition, sir. The fact that there's a Politburo and a Communist Party in the resident of, you know, whatever, the panel of commie highfalutins who she has to give a report to once every 3 months. That doesn't mean anything functionally. Anyway, one more.
Well, I don't feel like the checks and balances thing was the outrageous part. The outrageous part was I don't feel like I can pass moral judgment on China.
Oh,
really?
Yeah.
Come on.
That's pathetic.
That is out of bounds.
That really is pathetic. And I understand the imperfections and sins of the United States, but I mean, if the shoplifter can't pass judgment on the child murderer, come on.
Yeah, just because I'm familiar with his act, I don't think that's the United States has sins too. He's not that guy. I think he's just a cold-hearted businessman who understands
okay,
the way the world works and is willing to overlook it.
Fair enough. Well, the Golden State Warriors, who are a gutless lover in the bed of Chairman Xi, sought to distance themselves, et cetera, et cetera. Brett Baer dealt with the fallout last night.
The part owner and director of the NBA's Golden State Warriors is walking back his comments that no one cares about the human rights abuses against the Uyghurs in China. Venture capitalist Chamath Palihapitiya has been under heavy criticism since statements on a weekend podcast. He now says human rights matter and that his comments lacked empathy. But he did not apologize. The team says Palihapitiya does not speak for the organization and his views do not reflect the teams.
As usual in one of these controversies, everybody's focused, I think, on the wrong part. I think he's right. Most people don't care. They wish they did, but they don't. The part where he said we can't pass moral judgment on China is outrageous.
Yes.
Outrageous.
Yeah, it is. Yeah.
But so I think about this a lot.
You know, it's funny. I'm sorry. I find myself thinking we don't pay attention to the right things. And on those rare occasions when we do, I don't mean us. I don't mean this show. I mean we as a society. On those rare occasions when we do, we go about it completely wrongly.
I think about this story I heard David French of the Dispatch tell a lot. Because I think it's really interesting. And I know I've told this a couple of times. Maybe you'll enjoy hearing it again. Or for the first time. He's a lawyer and defended many different people. Like he was a trial lawyer and in court and that sort of stuff. And he said, people often wonder, how do lawyers defend scumbags? I mean, people that obviously committed a crime, because everybody has a right to a defense. And so whether you're O.J. Simpson or you're a tax cheat or whatever you are, you hire a lawyer and that lawyer defends you. And, you know, and I've wondered this my whole life. How do you do that? How do you as a lawyer defend somebody that did something wrong? He said, you'd be amazed at the ability everybody seems to have to convince themselves that they're doing the right thing. That you get into this case and you think, oh, well, maybe this happened and maybe this happened, but they're wrong for blank, and I'm on the right side of this. And you just convince yourself. Hmm. And I've thought about that ever since I heard him tell that story. How often do I do that? Do we all do that? Where we just somehow, the way the human brain works, we defend our decision that from the outside doesn't look too good. It might not be too good.
Yeah, it'd be too painful to admit it and recognize it and keep it front of mind, so you bury it, you suppress it. It's like when your body goes into shock after a terrible injury, I think. I don't know.
In this situation, it's okay for me to, I don't know, pad my expense account with my company or, you know, do this in my marriage or whatever it is. You convince yourself that because of something, you're on the right side of this. Apparently, that's the way the human mind works. I think that's what's going on there with that venture capital rich guy there we just were hearing from. He's convinced himself that, you know, to give himself some wiggle room in his own conscience. That's what he did.
I want you to ask yourself the same question I am. It's just forming in my mind. If the entire revenue stream of the Armstrong and Getty enterprise depended on cooperation with the Chinese government,
I wouldn't have gotten to the conclusions I have about China near as fast, I think, in reality.
Wow, you're an honest man. You're a beautiful man. You're like Gandhi and St. Francis of Assisi got together and artificially inseminated some woman with half his sperm, half his, and had some sort of beautiful, well-adjusted, wise child. I haven't really played out exactly how that would happen.
To admit that I'm capable of self-delusion? All right.
It's a rarity.
It's interesting. How about you? Answer that question for yourself. Text line 415-295-KFTC.
I'm gonna call my lawyer. Gonna.
Armstrong and Getty.
Texting enrolls you into reoccurring automated text messages. Message and data rates may apply.
Right, one more rep. You got it?
10.
Whew. Nice work. You're a beast.
Oh, thanks, man. Yo, I feel better than I have in years. And I got to tell you, taking Nugenix makes a huge difference for me.
Nugenix?
Mm-hmm.
That's the testosterone booster with TV ads with Frank Thomas, the big hurt, right?
Yes. This is a legit product. The patent key ingredient is Testofen, which helps boost 3 testosterone levels and increase lean muscle mass.
So, it's clearly working for you. Are they still giving out complimentary bottles for people to try it for themselves?
Absolutely. Nugenix is a great way to increase lean muscle and feel stronger with more energy and endurance. And as Frank says, she'll like it too.
Maybe I need to get a complimentary bottle of Nugenix.
Yeah, man, do that. You just need to send them a text.
Text BOUNCE to 42424 right now for your complimentary bottle of Nugenix, the number one selling free testosterone booster at GNC. Plus, text now and we'll include a bottle of new Nugenix Thermo, our most powerful fat incinerator ever, to help get you back into shape fast, absolutely free. Text BOUNCE to 42424. That's BOUNCE to 42424.
Paid for by GovMint.com.
Have you heard? The United States Mint Branch in Denver has struck the Morgan Silver
silver dollar for the first time in 100 years. You can own a new Morgan silver dollar with the original iconic design, like the coins used in commerce during the Wild West. Coin experts are calling this an amazing opportunity for anyone that knows the enduring popularity of Morgans. But you must hurry. Only 175,000 legal tender silver dollars were issued by the Denver Mint in 99.9% pure silver. These Morgan silver dollars are brand new, bright and shiny legal tender coins featuring the iconic D Mint mark. Just call 1-800-571-6468 and you are guaranteed an uncirculated mint condition Morgan silver dollar with the D Mint mark. But with limited quantities, you must call now. To learn more, call 1-800-571-6468. If you order now, you'll receive a free collector bonus, a $25 value, free with every order. Call 1-800-571-6468 now to secure your Denver minted Morgan silver dollars before they are gone. That's 1-800-571-6468.
Founded in 1995, GI Pathology is the only physician-owned laboratory in the United States dedicated solely to the practice of gastrointestinal and liver pathology. The company provides the highest quality GI pathology diagnosis made exclusively by one of our fellowship-trained gastrointestinal and liver pathologists. GI Pathology delivers results to its Northern California client base within an industry-leading 24 hours. Call 888-2-GI-PATH or go to www.gipath.com for more information.
Are you not getting treatment for a work injury because of denials? Call me, Patrick Gorman, attorney at law, at 530-262-2168, and I will get you results. The insurance company and your employer have an attorney working hard for them. You need somebody fighting for you. When you call Gorman Law, you're going to speak with me, not a paralegal, because the last thing you should be worried about is whether or not your attorney is working for you. There's no cost until your case is settled. Consultations are free and confidential. Call today, 530-262-2168. That's 530-262-2168.
This is Carl Bott. Join Ted Leidy and me on the last Thursday of each month for North State Now as we discuss things that men talk about. If you've ever wanted to hear what men talk about when they're all together, tune in at 6 p.m. the last Thursday of each month and hear politics, hunting, the bourbon of the month, and much more. All of this on KCNR, 96.5 FM and 1460 AM, your talk radio.
Hi, this is Mark from Haven Humane Society. It has been a challenging couple of years, and through it all, our amazing team has continued to save lives. We have so many fantastic animals that are looking for their forever homes, and with adoption fees so low, now is the time to add to your family. With puppies, kittens, dogs, cats, and so many more, we have the perfect addition. Come join our team as a volunteer and help in an area that works for you. Walking dogs, socializing cats, helping our veterinary hospital, or folding laundry. We have many opportunities and welcome all volunteers. For more information, please visit our website at havenhumane.org or follow us on Facebook. On behalf of the entire Haven team, thank you for all of your continued support as together we get closer every day to North State with no more homeless pets.
Hi, my name's Nick Gardner. I have a show here on KCNR Sunday mornings from 8 a.m. to 9 a.m. every other Sunday. The name of my show is Poke the Hornet's Nest.
There's no mountain I can't climb. There's no tower too high. No plane that I can't learn how to fly. What do I gotta do to get through to you to show you there ain't nothing I can't take this chainsaw?
I'm going to concentrate on local politics mainly, but we'll talk about national politics also. You'll get the view of the common citizen here in Redding, California. And remember, today is the first day of the rest of your life. Maybe it's a good time for a new perspective about what's been going on in our town, in our state, in our nation. I hope you tune in and hear the other side of the news.
Everybody, listen
up! The Armstrong and Getty Show.
Some business news here. Apparently, airlines are dealing with the ongoing pilot shortage by raising pay and lowering the requirements. Passengers said, that's nice, and wait, what? This probably explains why my last pilot was wearing a PetSmart uniform.
Oh, boy.
What? Yeah, it's not very reassuring when your pilot is the same guy who drove your Uber to the airport.
All right, let's go. Here we go. Come on.
That's amusing. I like that. Speaking of infrastructure, I'm glad to see this story getting a little bit of attention. The rampant train robberies in L.A. the robbery of the Union Pacific trains. And you're thinking, I'm listening to Elsewhere in America. I don't care about your stupid, crime-ridden, filthy West Coast crap heaps. Did you know 40% of goods shipped into the U.S. come through ports adjacent to the train route in question, and many of those packages get on the Union Pacific trains
to be distributed? I actually did know that, as we talked about that at length back during all the port shortages, that the ports of L.A. and Long Beach are where, well, 40% of the goods come through. I didn't know they all got on those trains.
Not all of it, but a hell of a lot of it does. And it's so interesting because the hope I'm seeing wild gesturing. You all right, Michael? We're good. Okay. What was I going to say? One of the reasons the story I think is catching on is because of the wild visuals, the video and or still pictures.
I was going to say that
the incredible.
That made all the difference in the world. I could see the headline. I'm not even sure I would have read the story, honestly. But when you see the picture of all those boxes along the tracks, I mean, it's nothing but boxes. You think, holy crap, how could this happen in the United States of America?
And for hundreds of yards, too. Yeah. Yeah. Yeah.
And it's still a decent question. How could it happen in the United States of America?
Andrew McCarthy wrote a great piece for National Review about it that is full of interesting information and perspective. Why is it happening? First of all, he says because George Gascon, the paradigm progressive prosecutor who is L.A.'s elected district attorney, follows no bail and wrist slap policies with burglary and grand theft cases routinely pled down to trespassing, and then he doesn't prosecute trespassing or doesn't put you in jail for it. No incarceration sentences. It's just like the 70s crime is exploding. In the year ending October 2021, Union Pacific says train robberies are up by, wait for it, 356%. As Forbes noted, the surge is materially contributing to the national delivery delays, holding up retail shipments of everything from at-home COVID-19 tests to, and then they mention all sorts of stuff.
Sure.
You can picture stuff. It's good stuff. Yes, goods. The Forbes report elaborates, thieves can break into stopped or slow-moving cars and pull a kind of handbrake, which slows the wheels. Sensors in the track read this as an equipment breakdown and stop or slow the train to a crawl. At that point, individuals can use bolt cutters to open up cars and grab items quickly. What they don't want is left on the sides of the track to blow in the breeze and slowly rot in the Southern California sun. And this epidemic is actually going on in a bunch of commercial hubs, but the video that everybody's aghast at is in Los Angeles.
If you went back 20 years, you probably don't even need to go back that far, maybe even 10 years, and showed pictures to people of the streets of Los Angeles with the camps as far as you can see that look like a third world country, along with the pictures of the train tracks with all the empty boxes there and all the robberies, they'd think, what has happened? What happened? How did this occur in America? They would think, what
is this
sort
of Blade Runner 3 or something?
Exactly. What sort of Armageddon hellscape occurred?
So, and Andrew McCarthy makes a really good point that I want to squeeze in. He says, obviously, Gascon and in general, California state government are disastrous. But what is the federal government doing about this? In many crime situations, the feds can become engaged when it's interstate and international commerce and a shipping through lane, which a train track is. And then he goes into, we're running out of time, but long story short, the U.S. attorney has not made it a priority at all in that area. Nobody seems to care. He says, I certainly hope the feds are staying mum because they're building big cases and need to maintain investigative secrecy, but I kind of doubt it. So is anybody going to do anything? I don't know. Tell you what we're going to do. We're going to talk to Mike Lyons about the situation in Ukraine/Russia, our military analyst. Mike, always insightful, does not run with the pack.
Yeah, and if you miss an hour of the show, like the next hour, you can always get it on the podcast at armstrongandgetty.com, armstrongandgetty.com. The level of concern about Russia invading Ukraine seems to have gone up a lot in just the last 24 hours, and that's why we're going to talk to military analyst Mike Lyons.
Armstrong and Getty. The news from Town Hall is brought to you on KCNR Shasta Reading by Shasta Regional Medical Center. Your life, your health, your choice. Shasta Regional Medical Center.